Lawsuit, gaming giants Roblox and Discord enable child sexual abuse, grooming. By Lucas Nolan on February 25, 2025. Gaming giants Roblox and Discord are facing a lawsuit alleging that their platforms facilitated the exploitation and abuse of a 13-year-old plaintiff. Roblox, an online gaming platform often compared to Minecraft, and Discord, a voice and chat platform popular with gamers. Both have a troubled past filled with allegations of grooming and allowing predators to run rampant. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that online gaming platform Roblox and messaging app Discord have been named as defendants in a lawsuit filed last week in San Mateo County Superior Court. The complaint alleges that the company's inadequate safety measures allowed a predator to target, groom, and exploit a 13-year-old plaintiff in exchange for in-game currency. According to the lawsuit, the plaintiff joined Roblox and Discord in 2023 after his father researched the platforms and believed they were safe for children. However, the minor soon received a direct message from a stranger soliciting nude photos. Initially declining, the plaintiff eventually sent a shower video and a full frontal nude photo to the predator in exchange for Roblox gift cards worth $10 each. The following day, the lawsuit states, the predator offered a $100 gift card in exchange for sex and a $25 gift card for a photo of the minor's buttocks. Discord banned the plaintiff after he attempted to send the requested photo. But communication between the plaintiff and the alleged predator continued via text and email. The plaintiff disclosed his home address and arranged to meet the predator. When the plaintiff failed to show up, the predator threatened him, leading the plaintiff's parents to discover the text messages and involve the police. Authorities believe the alleged predator exploited at least 26 other children through online platforms including Discord and Roblox. In response to the lawsuit, a Roblox spokesperson stated, "We cannot comment on pending litigation." With that being said, Roblox takes the safety of its community very seriously. "We are constantly innovating and launching new safety features including more than 40 safety features and policies in 2024. Discord did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Anne Marie Murphy, a partner at Cotchett, Petrie & McCarthy representing the plaintiff, emphasized the severity of the case, stating, "The plaintiff, a 13-year-old, suffered unimaginable harm. His innocence has been snatched from him forever. What happened is far from an isolated event. The plaintiff is but one of countless children whose lives have been devastated because of Roblox and Discord's misrepresentations and effectively designed apps. This isn't the first lawsuit faced by either Discord or Roblox." Breitbart News previously reported on a 2023 lawsuit against Roblox that focused on grooming. The lawsuit alleges that the Roblox Corporation engaged in intentional and negligent misrepresentation, unjust enrichment, violations of California's unfair competition law, false advertising law, Consumer Legal Remedies Act, and state consumer protection acts. These accusations stem from the platform's alleged failure to effectively shield its predominantly young users, with over 60% under 16 years old, from harmful content and potential predators. Parents have expressed deep concerns over the platform's safety measures, or lack thereof. Alexandra Walsh of Walsh Law, representing the parents, stated, "There's a misperception that Roblox is safe. The brand has a bit of a halo around it due to the company falsely advertising itself that way to parents." The lawsuit details disturbing incidents, including children encountering avatars engaged in explicit activities and being subjected to inappropriate messages and grooming tactics. The CEO of Discord finally admitted the terrifying extent of child exploitation and grooming on his platform also in 2023, as Breitbart News reported. Speaking at a recent tech gathering in San Francisco, Citron stated that reports of child exploitation on the platform are horrifying and that Discord took the issue very seriously. Citron stated, "As a parent, it's horrifying. We take this stuff very seriously." Since its inception in 2015, Discord has been linked to several incidences of child exploitation. Discord communications have been implicated in at least 35 child abduction, grooming, or exploitation cases and 165 child sexual abuse material prosecutions. Read more at the San Francisco Chronicle here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.